Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
There is ready to beat Migs. I know Steve from Bremerton is. Steve, are you there?
I'm here and I'm ready.
It is a Steve versus Steve.
Battle of the Steves, but one of you's got to get out of the studio.
Once again.
Watch me tie.
That would be so Steve of you.
It'd be so Steve, yeah.
For those playing at home, Steve has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What hobby requires yarn and 2 needles?
Knitting.
Correct.
Crochet.
What band? Yes, knitting. What band released the album Fair Warning on this day in 1981?
Oh. Linkin Park.
No.
Pass.
A decibel measures SPL, which is an abbreviation for what?
Pass.
In The Simpsons, who shot Mr. Burns?
Bart?
No.
Marge?
No.
No. Pass.
Lancer was the Secret Service code name for what U.S. president?
Pass.
What planet has the lowest recorded temperature?
Mercury.
No.
Pluto.
No.
That would be Uranus.
It would be. What is Indiana Jones's first name?
Henry.
Yes. And with that, Steve, you got 3 correct.
Dang.
Are you hanging out with a bunch of geese?
I absolutely am hanging out with a bunch of geese. You can hear them, huh?
I kind of want to give Taryn money for guessing that you are hanging out with a bunch of geese.
There's a lot of honking in the background.
What happened?
There's a bunch of honkers.
You're a winner.
Are you just stuck in traffic and they're crossing by you, or what's going on?
No, I'm actually at work, and we have geese at our work site.
Do you work at a geese sanctuary?
No, I work right near the water.
Oh, so there's a lot of geese poop, yeah. I'd imagine.
All right, Steve, you're back, but are you ready?
Yeah!
What hobby requires yarn and 2 needles?
Knitting.
Correct. What band released the album Fair Warning on this day in 1981?
Oh, that's Van Halen.
It is. A decibel measures SPL, which is an abbreviation for what?
Crap. Decibel sound.
Mm-hmm.
Per.
Mm-hmm.
Sound. Pro. Life.
No.
Sound per living.
No.
Sound poop.
No.
Line.
In The Simpsons, who shot Mr. Burns?
Krusty the Clown. Krusty
no.
the Clown. No?
No.
Bigglesworth.
No.
Maggie.
Yes! Lancer was the Secret Service code name for what U.S. president?
I don't know. Dick Cheney.
No.
Richard Nixon.
No.
Joe Biden.
No. What planet has the lowest recorded temperature?
That would be Uranus.
That is correct.
No.
What is Indiana Jones's first name?
Henry.
Yes. What are the lower chambers of the heart called?
The capillaries.
No.
Wow.
Steve, you got 5 correct. And that is a win. 5-3 in the Battle of the Steves. Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Good game.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
SPL is sound pressure level.
Sound pressure level.
Yes.
At least I got the first part right.
Yeah, you were onto something.
Not much.
Lancer was the Secret Service code name for JFK.
Okay.
And the lower chambers of the heart are the ventricles.
The ventricles.
I like that it says trickles in there. Congratulations on your victory,
Steve.
It's the
simple things, Taryn Daly.
We're going to be playing Beat Migs in person, by the way, this Saturday.
Bring your kids, bring your dogs, bring your appetite, bring your thirst. It's going to be a party over at Sunrise Village over at the Red Dog.
We're calling it Sunrise de Mayo. We're going to be getting there at noon, and we would love to see you and your family and your furry friends there. You can get details on the party at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Do you have an I lost my wedding ring story? 206-803-ROCK. Because I want to know if my husband is alone in this.
Oh, so your husband lost his wedding ring.
Tell us the time you or your partner lost their ring. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. What is your I lost my wedding ring story? 206-803-ROCK.
Judging by all the phone calls, our phone lines are jam-packed and people just keep calling. And apparently, your husband and you are not alone.
Well, it happened on Sunday, or at least that's when he realized it was missing, when we were at Walk MS in Seattle, and Brad's walking along, and all of a sudden he just turns pale white and says, I don't know where my wedding ring is.
Okay.
And, I mean, Brad's got some thick sausage fingers. It's not like it can just slip off.
Well, you never know. There are certain points where your fingers are skinnier than other times. That's happened to me before.
So you have lost yours.
There was one time where I was just like pointing at something and it went flying. And I was like, we were in a grocery store and I'm like, I don't know where it went. Turns out it landed in the crab meat section. No, they were all packaged, thankfully. Not going. But I was like, that's back when I was wearing like my nice, actual, like expensive wedding ring. But as I lost weight, it got looser. So now
sure.
I wear those rubber band ones, like the Quelo brand.
Oh, yeah.
So now I've lost it in the wrestling ring. I'm like, whatever. It's like $20. Not a big deal.
Well, and that's the thing. This was a $13 Amazon ring, but he's very attached to it for the symbolism. So okay. He was quite upset with himself.
Did he ever find it?
He did. He found it in the crack of our Sleep Number bed yesterday.
But he lost it at Walk MS.
He must have lost it at home, and then he didn't know
until we were walking. Oh,
no.
That's crazy.
So we need to hear these I lost my wedding rings, wedding ring stories, 206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, tell us your lost wedding ring story.
Hello?
Hello, Katie.
Is this talking to me?
Yes, we're talking to you. Please tell us your story.
I'm Katie, but I'm from Stanwood Warm Beach. I don't know where DuPont is.
Oh, you're my neighbor, Katie.
I am your neighbor, Taryn. Actually, my husband has lost both of his wedding rings in the water. One down in Savannah under the bridge.
Dude, see, Katie, it's funny you say that because my wife reminds me every time when we go on vacation, we're either going like a beach or going in a pool. She's like, don't forget to take your wedding ring off because I've had a couple times where it slipped off while I was like swimming around in the pool.
Yeah. He lost it in the pool in Dominican Republic and then he lost it floating the river somewhere on the Scilly. And then I lost mine paddleboarding in Warm Beach.
Oh, no. So do you have new wedding rings that you're wearing now or do you just go naked?
He has the rubber ones, and I lost my anniversary ring, so it's not my real wedding ring. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Dude, the rubber band, I know they're meant more for like people who work with their hands, but that is truly the greatest invention of all time because I think they look great. And if you lose one, it's like at most $40 out of your pocket.
See, that's a good call.
Supposed
right
like
there.
$300-$400 for like a wedding ring.
We have Mailbox Guy in Des Moines. Tell us your lost wedding ring story.
Real simple. All she wanted was a gold band. Did I listen? No. I got her one of those anniversary bands, throw diamonds around. Stuffing the turkey one Thanksgiving. She lost it, so it's in that turkey. Okay? So then I had a friend in the diamond business, and I said, I'm going to get her that 1-carat center-cut princess with 2 trillions, half-carat each side.
That sounds expensive.
I got it for her, stuck it in a bag of M&Ms, and filled it full of green M&Ms, and gave it to her. She opened it up. She thought she got a lucky bag. Long story, though, she lost it.
No!
Fast forward 2-3 years, giving some stuff away to the Goodwill. Hear a little rattle in the pocket. Always check your pockets and your couch before you donate. And there it was.
For real.
The original 1-carat diamond ring. Moral of the story is, guys, happy wife, happy life. Listen to her.
That's such a good call.
I wonder how much money that was thrown away. And then what a happy ending, though. A different variety, of course. But at least you found the ring.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Katie from Tacoma, tell us your lost wedding ring story.
Yeah. One time I was doing the dishes, and I took my ring off to do the dishes, set it next to the sink. The next morning, I get up to find my ring, and it's gone. Can't find it anywhere in the house. Later on, we were cleaning up above the cabinets in the kitchen, and we found a stash that our cat had up there, and my wedding ring was up there.
Your cat was stashing your belongings?
Well, mainly stashing her toys, but she stashed my wedding ring, too. The cat's obsessed with my husband, so he's trying to get rid of me.
Oh, the cat wants to be married to your husband. I've seen that Hallmark movie.
206-803-ROCK. Carla in Maple Valley, what is your lost wedding ring story?
Good morning. Well, I was 23, pregnant, and I had gained like 80 pounds with this kid and couldn't fit my real wedding ring. So The family pulled out their historic antique ring that great Aunt Della Omdalen from Norway got from her husband. It was hand forged by him, and it was very special to the family. So we got to wear this big ring and went to a bar, which sounds like a Sweet Home Alabama story. I went into the restroom and washed my hands, and it went down the drain. Oh my God. So fortunately, the bartender had plumbing tools and was able to dig it out, and when I came back out, my husband was like, why is the bathroom line so long? And I said, you know, the ladies' room, it's always crowded.
That is a very, very helpful bartender right there, Carla.
I wonder how many plumbers have had to, like, get called because somebody accidentally lost their wedding ring in the drain. I feel like every plumber probably has had to do that multiple times.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, be safe out there with your rings, ladies and gents.
Absolutely.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know you're a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace on September 30th, Climate Pledge Arena, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace, September 30th at Climate Pledge Arena. Say hello to Tommy in Lake Stevens, who is our contestant today. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, man. Let's spin this wheel and find out if you're playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? We shall find out. Right now, it's looking like it might be T-Dog. It's T-Dog and T-Dog.
Yeah, Tommy, we got this. All right,
I'm
Tommy, here is your clip.
It's Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Now, quite possibly for those not listening on the Odyssey app, you might have heard a little bit of a clip disappear, but he did guess Fuel from Metallica, and he also used the F word.
F words all day.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, Tommy, that was an easy one for him. What about me? What you got? Smile like the sun. That would be...
Don't curse, Taryn.
That would be Barracuda by Heart. Smile like the sun. Congratulations, my friend. You're going to see Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace.
Thank you so much.
Have a great time, my brother. Now, would you say that's the greatest heart song?
No.
What would you pick as the greatest? Because I honestly, all I know is Barracuda. And I think I know maybe a couple more. I've never been a huge, like, I don't dislike Heart, but that's never been like the artist that I listen to when I'm like driving around.
I mean, that is probably the quintessential Heart song, but I like Alone.
I don't even know that one.
Oh my God.
But how's it go?
Till now, I always got by my own. I never really cared until I met you.
Well, you sold it on me. That. Now I'm a huge Heart fan.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Call up now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Pearl Jam. We have had some fantastic texts and calls this morning that we just haven't had a chance to get to yet, Steve Miggs. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please call up if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. We have someone on hold that wants to discuss creamy things with you, Steve.
Excuse me.
But first, we're going to talk to April in Puyallup, who, much like my husband, has a lost wedding ring story. April, tell us your story.
Hi. So, yeah, my husband lost his ring on our quote-unquote honeymoon. We'd only been married about 2 weeks, but I wasn't even mad about it. And
how did it happen?
Well, the reason was we went tubing down the Guadalupe River with a bunch of friends. We went down to Texas, and where my husband's from, and we get caught up, a bunch of us get caught up in this eddy, and everyone gets flipped over and kind of loses a bunch of stuff. My husband was helping another couple from somewhere far away that didn't speak English, and they were in a panic, and I don't think they knew how to swim. So he was helping them, and in the meantime, I guess he lost his ring. But we all meet up later down the river, and I was pissed because I lost my prescription Maui Jim sunglasses that were like $900.
Oh, my husband no.
A cheapy ring.
April, it's so funny you said that.
In the meantime,
when we were in Hawaii, I kept talking about, I was like, man, I love these Maui Jim sunglasses until I saw the price tag, and I'm like, I can't afford those. Those are freaking awesome.
Well, and then to get them prescription,
forget
they were
about
way
it.
More than my husband's ring.
Do you remember what the ring cost when you bought it?
Oh, his ring was just a cheapy ring, and it was like $100, but he does have like two on backup now.
Nice.
Okay, real quick, though, you said quote-unquote honeymoon. Why did you say it that way?
Well, we just had like a small wedding and didn't really do like a big honeymoon. My husband's from Texas, so we went on like a camping trip down there with friends.
Nice.
So, you know, nothing like luxurious. We didn't go to Hawaii or...
Well, if you need a cool tent,
like
if you need a cool tent that has lights on it, Costco's selling them right now for a pretty good deal.
Well, speaking of wild purchases, Steve Miggs, Russ from Mount Vernon would like to talk to you about a purchase that he has never used either.
Good morning.
What's
love
up, Russ?
Show. Hey, good morning. Love the show.
Oh,
hey, I bought one of those Ninja creamies at Costco and used it for about a month, and something went wrong with it. So I took it back, and I said, well, I'll just order one. So I ordered one from QVC, which they give you extra stuff.
Okay.
So I got it. I got the thing in the mail about 3 or 4 years ago and stuck it in my closet. I said, well, I'm going to use this. And then in the meantime, all the females in my life went on a diet. All the kids that I knew grew up. I never took it out of the box, and it still sits in my office in a box, unused.
You and me both, we still have not opened up our Ninja Creamy. We bought it months and months ago. Even one person texted in and said, I also bought the Ninja Creamy based on your recommendation, Megs. Now, in all fairness, I bought it, and I said I'm excited to use it, but hadn't used it yet. They used it once, disappointed. Then 7 months later, I put some effort into it because it was like $200 sitting in the counter, and actually it turned out to be awesome.
So is it just ice cream, or does it make other things?
I don't know.
How many creamies can it do?
Well, let's check the commercial. And let's see.
Meet the Ninja Creamy. Now you can try
it. It does not spell it with an I.
Yes,
creamy
it does.
Creamy with an I.
Creamy with an I.
Oh, that's annoying.
Just like some of your favorite films.
Turn almost anything into ice cream. Fresh or canned fruits become frozen treats in an instant.
Look at that.
Creamify technology transforms your ingredients into ice cream, gelato, smoothie bowls, and more. Then make
okay, so smoothie bowls in addition to ice cream.
You
Bam.
Know, I like my smoothie every morning. Maybe I need a creamy.
I can make it for you. You know what's funny?
Please bring it here.
If you looked at my phone and opened up my internet browser yesterday, last night, I was searching how to make like low-calorie ice creams on there, and I found a pistachio ice cream recipe. I'm like, I should do this one. I don't know when I'm ever going to do it. Probably never.
Steve, you should get one of these creamies. I hear they're really cool. And they really can make anything creamy with it.
I hear you can get them at Amazon or even at Costco.
Even that guy, your QVC. Own.
With your favorite mix-ins. Just freeze, creamify, scoop, and enjoy.
Danny, what are you doing this weekend? You want to come over and creamify stuff with me?
All weekend long.
It's going to be a party.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to see you this Saturday in Puyallup. We are doing Sunrise de Mayo at the Red Dog and Sunrise Village in Puyallup. Dog and kid friendly. Party info at KISW.com. There's a mom who's on TikTok who posted a very clever hack, especially if you have kids that are like picky eaters.
Okay.
She makes homemade dinners, but then puts them into to-go containers and staples it up in a brown paper bag so that it looks like she brought something home for the children to enjoy that she did not make.
She might be the smartest person alive. Make her the Pope. I don't think they figured it out just yet.
This is how it turned out.
We ordered in food. This is an Italian place.
New food!
Yeah. We got tortellini minestrone. I also ordered chicken cacciatore with some rice. Guys, does this look so good? Who wants soup and who wants chicken?
Dude, I think I need to implement this in our household because Tatum's obsessed with Chipotle, which gets a little pricey after a while because like every week she wants to go after ballet and tonight's ballet class. Maybe I need to say, hey, can I get $5? Can you just give me a bunch of your chip bags and then buy some cheap chips, put them in the chip bag? And because all she cares about with Chipotle is the chips.
Well, this mom is not the first time I've seen something like this. There was a guy that got like a stack of McDonald's burger wrappers. And he would make little cheeseburgers at home with basically all the same stuff, wrap them up, and pretend like he got McDonald's for the kids, and they would gobble it up. But if he just gave them a cheeseburger, they would never eat it.
Because I even told my wife, I'm like, I'll just go to Chipotle and buy a bag of chips. $5 is a lot cheaper than paying $50 each time.
Invest.
Yeah. Although it also kind of reminds me of when I was a kid, because it sounds like she makes some good meals, but kids don't appreciate it. I don't know if you were this way, if you guys were like this, but my mom would like make like from scratch, like great Italian food. Like that was her thing. Like, you know, from all day long, cooking the sauce, the meat would cook inside the sauce. Or like these, I look back on it, these were like some like high-end, like delicious meals, and my brother and I would bitch because we weren't getting frozen pizza or ordering like takeout. And I'm like, man, I owe my mom an apology for that.
It really was child abuse that she didn't give you frozen 99-cent pizza, Steve.
Right? That's what I wanted. I'm like, why do we have to eat these like really nice like lamb chops or lasagna? Like, I want my frozen microwave pizza, please.
Now I want to go back in time and have an Italian mother because that was not my experience growing up.
Oh, so you didn't get these awesome meals?
I mean, they were all right.
You probably wouldn't have appreciated it. No. You're probably a stupid kid like the rest of us.
Totally.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of food, would you eat food made by a 3D printer?
Well, if my mom makes it.
We're going to tell you what scientists are working on during the Daily Mix download after Nickelback.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us in the studio. You're a brave man.
What did I do?
You're wearing a white t-shirt. Every time I do that, I spill something on it.
I got something. I was just in the bathroom a few minutes ago, and I looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, you are a mess, dude. I had coffee on my shirt. I had something on my face. Like, what is going
on? It's not even 10 in the morning.
And what kind of friends do I have that no one mentioned it? I've probably talked to 20 people since I've been here today. Just kidding. There's only like 5 people here. But I talked to all 5 of them.
You want to go get some pasta later?
Dude, I should.
Dude, we used to do that for Christmas. That was like our tradition. We have like a lobster dinner on Christmas Eve. And the joke was everybody showed up with a white t-shirt.
Oh, I love
just
it.
Just because by the end of it, it just looked like a crime scene.
See, that's why the beard comes in handy.
It's a flavor saver.
It catches all of that stuff. So
it's like a mud flap.
Nothing on your shirt, but you got a lot of stuff in your beard, dude.
It's a mud flap for your shirt.
Can I smell it?
Fair. You can.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. This might be one of the dumbest and strangest things I've ever heard of. The guy was caught escaping from a jail in Colorado last week. Now, that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is he was on the loose for 35 minutes, and it all happened 2 days before he was scheduled to be released.
What a dummy.
Why?
I don't know, but here's somebody from the police department, Captain Don Ballas, talking about this inmate.
He had worked in the kitchen at this assignment since March 31st. He'd been working and never had an issue. What I have for him is he was sentenced misdemeanor. That's what we go off of.
My only guess is maybe jail life suited him.
Or maybe, maybe it was someone important's birthday.
Oh, so he wanted to stick around?
Yeah, no, he needed to be out.
Oh.
Right? Maybe his buddy was having a party or something.
Probably his girlfriend nagging him.
Can't wait for two more days?
Two more days. My only guess would be that he just didn't want to get out of prison.
Yeah, and then he got 60 more days. Maybe he just wanted to stay.
Okay, got to get your read on this, guys. Scientists at the National University of Singapore have created a 3D printed calamari. It is a plant-based dish, so Steve, I guess you can enjoy this too. It is made up of mung beans and microalgae, and those together
create... Ryan's a big mung bean fan.
Slow down, Bobby Flay. My mouth is watering.
Really selling it. Apparently, those two items together create the right feel and taste texture. And texture and all that. It's just like real fried calamari.
Actual squid wasn't gross enough.
Would you eat something that was made with a 3D printer?
Oh, I'll try anything once. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing if I would think about that. A stoner thought from a non-stoner. I'm like, with all this technology, why don't we 3D print food that has zero calories?
Let's go.
Because you would die because you need calories.
Oh. Right.
Well, that's the whole point of food.
I didn't fully think it through yet,
that
Ryan.
And getting it on your shirt.
Hey, Mariners are playing tonight. They're taking on the Angels here at home, so go watch them over at T-Mobile Park. Also, congratulations to Jorge Polanco, named the American League Player of the Week. That's now the second straight week a Mariners player has been named Player of the Week. Last week, it was Dylan Moore. So the Mariners are red hot. They're the number one team in the AL West. Let's enjoy it while we can.
It's going to keep going, Steve.
You think?
Keep the optimism.
Yeah, this is your year.
This is our year, Ryan, with enthusiasm.
Go Mariners. Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be a high of 57 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack. The Daily Mix Show.